See club for details.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid.
Much longer. Longer to Monday.
This rover.
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks. Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
Crossed over if I never
have. My mic sounds really low. Limey, is my mic up over on your board? Is it up where it normally is?
Yep, it is.
Sounds low. Sounds low to me.
Turn your headphones
Monday. You
up.
Can tell it's Monday. Everything so far has gone wrong, and we're not even on the air yet. Crap. Monday.
Thursday was
can't
so
trust
smooth.
That day. Huh?
Thursday was smooth
because I wasn't here.
Yeah. Come back.
That's what I needed to hear. Yeah. Well, let's see how it goes when I'm never here because I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
I was going to make this anyway. I have made the decision, and it's based on several things, that April 30th, now let me, hang on, because I want to make sure I get what day of the week that is. April 30th is a Monday, so Thursday the 26th, I will retire. That will be the last day we will do what we're doing. Yeah. Thought about this long and hard over the weekend. April 2nd! See what I did? See what I did there? Because April 1st fell on a Sunday.
Yeah.
What I do, it's like when a holiday falls on weekend, and then they give the employees off on Monday.
Yeah.
What I like to do, April 1st is a Sunday, I like to just celebrate it on a Monday, April 2nd. So April 2nd,
oh, yeah.
You fell for it.
Kind of throw
you
them
fell
off.
For it. Yeah. That scared a lot of people.
And April 1st was not on Easter, too.
Scared me a little bit.
Well, yeah. Because who else would hire a guy with your haircut?
Right.
If this does come to an end, Limey, seriously, you're going to have to go get a different haircut if you go looking for a job.
I'm going to have to shave my head.
Seriously.
Unless the person hiring you is 22 and has the same haircut. That pretty much limits your possibilities there.
I don't know.
You could run an ad and say, hey, my name is Trevor. Some call me Limey Phillips, and I'm out of work. I'm looking for a job. I'd like to interview with anybody out there who's 20s, maybe 30, and has this same haircut. And then you attach a picture of your goofy haircut.
Now, what if
and there might be a guy out there or a woman with that haircut who says, yeah, come on in. Love to talk to you.
What if there's a sign outside the place Limey wants to interview that says, long-haired freaky people, please apply?
Need not apply.
No, please apply.
Oh, please apply.
Yeah, no.
Well, but he doesn't have long hair, though.
No. Mm. He's freaky, but he doesn't have long hair. Yeah. It's not long. It's just... it's that if it were two colored, gray and black, it'd be a skunk head with that. You could do the white thing that you comb back there as a skunk stripe.
You know, you might be onto something there. You might.
Oh no! Please don't. I've actually seen that. I've seen that haircut.
Weird hair. Freaky people need not apply.
Always the guys with no hair giving advice to the guys with hair how to wear their hair. I never understood that.
I've done it since I was 23. The minute I was bald, I started telling everybody else what to do with their hair. So just the way it is. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the April 2nd edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Boy, there's something weird. My mic, it's like low to me.
Have you tried turning your headphones up?
The headphones are all the way. They're all the way.
Are
they're where
sure?
they always are.
Okay.
Positive. They're where they always are. So if it sounds okay, it's not a big deal, I guess. There is so much to talk about. I'm not kidding. This weekend, it was a long weekend for me. I had some stuff I had to do. Plus, we had my grandson. I got to play with him. That's a lot of fun. And I got a couple of, Glenn Campbell's family is having this massive feud now over his $50 million estate. And it's interesting. I watched his wife and she's being sued. It's being contested by Glenn Campbell's son. And the wife says that he saw his dad once in 20 years. Then, of course, they interviewed the son. He goes, that's not true. I love my dad. Well, yeah, you love him now that he's dead and there's $50 million hanging out there. I tend to side with mom. Now, this is a case where you don't know who's telling the truth. I'm going to go with mom because Glenn Campbell redid his will, apparently, in something like 2006. It was before the diagnosis with Alzheimer's, and he has, I think it's 7 kids or something like that, 7, 8, 9. He left 2 of them completely out, and 1 of them was the son. He didn't even include him in the will, so that tells you something. That has to mean something, and they mentioned that. They said, well, Travis, or whatever his name is, you know, your dad chose to not include you in the will. I don't know anything about why that happened that way, but I'll tell you this. I love my dad. We were close. Right. I'm going with mom on this one. But my point is money. Money is always, maybe not always, but in a lot of cases, it's the reason people get torn apart and hate each other and don't speak. It's a real divisive thing, that money. So while everything on the surface, when you watch that documentary about Glenn Campbell, I got the impression, wow, this is a great close family. They're supporting him. Yet I don't remember seeing this son in the documentary. So I'm going to go again with mom. Does anybody have anything to say? Before you answer, I would like to start by just addressing directly Limestone Phillips, because I want to know if over the weekend there was another get-together with Maggie.
There was not another meetup with Maggie.
What?
Uh-oh.
Over the weekend?
That one is done.
Whoa, hold on here. It's done?
Yeah, that is done. She is no longer interested, so...
Did we cause this? Did she turn on the radio? Did we blow this for you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think
so. I think she would have said something.
I definitely think she would have said something.
It's the haircut. It's the haircut. What do we tell you?
That's what it is. It is probably the haircut.
Well, this is sad. This is sad news. Are you, like, devastated? Or are you...
Not really. Not really. I'm not that devastated by it, I wouldn't really say.
Well, you see, here's... Let me explain what's happening now. See, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, he knows she's probably listening. This is smart. He doesn't want to go on and go, my heart is broken. I'm crushed. This is devastating. Way to go, Limey. Put on a brave, tough front.
Frank, everyone's got to hear you when you're talking.
Well, hold on. We're all talking at the same time. I'm sorry. What, Tim?
I think he's still with her. He just doesn't want to talk about it on this station.
I don't.
I think it's over.
I am being honest here.
All right. Now, I've always said this, and I say this off the air to you guys. If we start treading where we shouldn't, just say, I'd rather not talk about it. My question is this. How did it go down? How did it end? Was there a, hey, want to get together Saturday? And she goes, no, not Saturday or ever. How did it happen?
We were going to hang out on Saturday, and she just sent me a text in the morning. It was just like, hey, I don't think I really want to hang out today. Not really into this. And I was like, oh, all right then.
Not really into
That's cold.
This.
Yeah. That's cold.
No, so that means cold. Not really into hanging out on Saturday?
This relationship.
Yeah, that. So,
boom.
So I mean, that.
Well, this is kind of a personal, question.
Sure.
Did you try something?
Did you?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the problem. You didn't try anything.
Did you text back and ask?
I messed up when I was 18 or something with a girl who got mad because after like 5 dates, I hadn't tried to touch her boobs. I'm not kidding. She took that as an insult. I was trying to be a gentleman. She was insulted.
Well, gentlemen typically only last about 3 dates before you start touching boobs. But, I mean, you know, 5, that's respectable to you.
Yeah.
3-date boob rule?
Well, maybe I had it wrong. I had it wrong. Maybe it made me look like I was gay or something, or I didn't think she was attractive. I'm serious. She might have had something there on me. I should have at least made a move. She could have said, you know, no, slap me. Goes, no, I don't. Okay, at least I would have, you know,
right,
made the move, which in itself is saying, "Whoa, you're hot. I can hardly resist you."
Right, and you would have got to feel some boobs. So you know, win-win.
Yeah. So you don't really even have a clue as to any specific reason. It's
not
just
really, to tell you the truth. I really, that one kind of came out of nowhere. I was just
did
like,
you
oh,
ask?
All right. Yeah, and she just said that she wasn't really sure. And I was like, okay, well, that's just, you know, a polite way of saying that she's not interested.
She just wasn't feeling it.
You know, I guess not. Yeah. So, you know, c'est la vie.
Really? Oh, well said. C'est la vie. That's French.
I mean, there is, in a relationship, there is that. Just not feeling it, you know?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, so. The first time somebody ever said it to me, say la vie, I went, la vie!
Get it?
Yeah.
La vie.
Well, here's the good news. It wasn't, you weren't that far into it. It's not like the end of the world, like you've invested 3 years in it or something. So you move on looking for somebody out there who likes that haircut. That's what you, got to do.
Keeping my fingers crossed as we speak.
And if anybody wants to see the haircut, facebook.com/AM and the PM. Ooh, I finally posted. I'm not really good at this as I should be. Dan, did you see my new video I posted?
It
should be up there.
I saw one with you and your daughter. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, she's in that leg brace.
Yeah. I didn't see the video, but I did see that there was something up there.
Well, I revealed something very personal in it.
You did?
The Facebook page. Yep, something about pain and injury that I've not shared with people. Yeah. It's on there.
Does this have to do with your lower region?
Nope. It has to do with brain and my skull. I'll tell you what it is. The video on Facebook, on our Facebook page, is my daughter is in this this robotic looking leg brace. She tore ACL and meniscus, that surgery 5 weeks ago, so she's finally able to just travel enough. She can't drive yet, but she was able to, you know, get to the airport, come to the house, hang out for a few days. And so I did a video showing that or leg brace, and we talked about what happened, and I revealed to people that I am currently wearing, you know, those I think they call them some kind of halo, people who have really serious neck injuries or head injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Some, like your head's in a cage and
like
it's
a head
bolts
brace.
In your skull.
Right.
Yeah, and it's bolted into your skull.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Wow, technology and the advances they've made in medicine. And I talk about this on the video. You know those Invisalign braces where people are wearing braces, but you can't tell they're wearing them?
Yeah.
I have been wearing, since for a year, Invisicrane. It's a cranial brace. It's that same thing, except you can't see it.
Oh.
It's that halo metal thing, but it's all invisible. And I have to wear that for 4 years.
Wow.
I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me, but I talked about it on the video, and I never said anything because I thought, well, it looks like I'm looking for attention, but I'm not. So I'm wearing Invisicrane, and it's very painful. And even though you can't see the bolts, they're bolted into my skull and my neck. And without it, doctors told me, if I said, what if I take the thing off? They said, your head will fall off. That's what they
said. Your head will fall off?
It's a true story, yeah.
Wow.
The doctor's exact words, well, go ahead, but your head will fall off.
Aww.
Yeah, because one night it was so painful, I thought, I'm going to take this thing off to sleep. He said, if you do, when you get out of bed, your head will still be on the pillow.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
imagine
wild.
That sight.
Far. Now, would your body still get up, though?
Yeah, he said, your body, like a chicken, he said, you'll be able to get up long enough to stand up, and that's exactly what he said, and bump into a wall, and then you're lifeless.
Yeah. Oh.
So I'm not touching this thing. I'm not about to try to take it off.
Let's
live with the pain.
Far and away, in my 6 months on this show, that is the dumbest story I have ever heard in my life.
Well, Tim, you can call it dumb. It's true.
It's not even
and you can call
second.
It dumb if you want to. It shows me your lack of sensitivity for people who suffer.
You have
to deal with Invisicrane.
Oh, yeah. Invisicrane.
Well, God forbid, Tim, that you ever have to wear this.
Yeah, God forbid.
Yeah.
If my head's Tim's big.
It is.
I don't know if they can make my size.
It's bigger since you've been part of the show.
I know.
Oh, man.
But that happened to all of us, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger, right, as we used to say in grade school. Does anybody else? Lime, did you have any more, or was that pretty much it?
I didn't
volunteer. But
I did get a new couch. It was a very nice couch. I got it delivered.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, so here's the thing. I paid for delivery, but then was very, very strongly hinted at by the delivery people that they wanted
a cash tip.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Whoa.
Had the palm out.
Basically, it was a couple. Uh-huh. As soon as they walked in, I had like a soda on the counter and all that. It was lunchtime. And they're like, well, first of all, like, you know, as a tip, you can definitely give us a cold soda. I was like, excuse you. All right, that's okay. Okay, sure.
They said that?
Yeah, they
actually said that.
They actually said that. And I offered them a water. You know, I'm not going to give out my sodas. What do you think this is? As they were setting up the couch, they're like, yeah, but it's not mandatory, but it is strongly approved. And the guy actually said strongly approved of that they receive a cash tip. And I was like, well, that sucks to be you. I don't keep cash on me.
I didn't
actually say that.
They actually said to you that it is what? Strongly recommended?
Strongly approved of. And I was amazed.
Well, if their employers knew they did, they'd be fired. You know what? We could get them fired
right now. We could.
And we're not going to do it.
Because
I'm not interested in putting businesses out of business because of one knucklehead delivery person.
Right.
I don't think I have ever, and I've been around a long time, and I've had stuff to, I don't think I've ever had anything that blatant where somebody said, strongly approved of if you give a cash tip. I just said, you know what I strongly approve of is asking you to leave my house unless you want to stay while I call your boss. You want to stay here while I do that? Maybe you want to be on a conference call because I'm going to call them right now and ask if this is store policy that delivery people right off the bat say that cash tips are strongly approved of. Why don't you stay here and let's make that call together? That's exactly what I'd have done.
They didn't get anything out of me, and they went on their way, and I got my new couch. So it was a win.
Are you going to call the store and tell them what happened?
No, I can't be bothered. I don't even remember the delivery people's
names. Can't be bothered?
No.
Well, they would
It doesn't
have,
matter. They have records
they
of
have
who delivered
records
it.
Of all of it.
Maybe
Did
I should call
that?
Up
Hold
and
on.
Say
I just said they have records, and right behind me, Dan said, they have records.
Yeah. They do.
My wife.
Idiot.
Yeah. You on it, you absolutely should call them.
All right. I will call them when I get home or on my way home. Well,
this is where you and I are different. I couldn't call them fast enough. It's not that I'm proud of it, but I'm not ashamed of it. I don't regret it. I got a couple of delivery people fired years ago who came to my house because from the minute they walked in, I said something about a woman that I had spoken with on the phone, and she had given me some wrong information. And I said, I'm glad this finally worked out, and you managed to get here because we crossed signals. And they said, was her name? And they gave me, I said, that was her name. They go, that's the owner. She's a bitch.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They said, nobody likes her. We don't even like her.
Wow.
We're just there. And so I said, really? I said, is this like standard procedure that you go out and tell customers that your owner and boss is a bitch? Really? Is what you do? Well, she is.
Wow.
Not smart.
So when they left, I called the woman.
Ooh.
And I said, look, I think you need to know that. She called me back a few days later and she said, well, thank you so much for letting me know that. They've been relieved of their duties here.
Hmm.
I just think sometimes, but I also feel that when somebody's good, and I do this at least two or three times a week, find out who their boss is and tell them how good they are. I did it yesterday. Did it yesterday in a supermarket. The guy was so good behind the meat counter. I went and found the manager and I said, there's a keeper, that guy. I said, how helpful. My goodness, he was helpful. So I do it the other way too. And I think we should do that. So yeah, call him today, somebody, and say, I just want you to know how inappropriate I thought this was. I don't like being strong-armed or pressured for a tip when they haven't even finished the job yet to determine whether they deserve a tip or not.
If you do give someone a compliment, they're not, the manager especially in a restaurant, is not used to.
No, it scares them because, yeah. When you ask for the manager, yeah, they're reluctant. They go, because they think what's coming is bad.
Yeah.
And I will tell you something else. Almost always when there's a service call to my house or delivery, I do tip them separately in cash for bringing it out and doing a decent job. If they do, and usually they do, but I do that. I tip them. I don't know. It's just something I do.
Not if they make it clear that they.
That's a whole different deal.
If they're making you feel pressured, like you're a bad person for not doing it. Well, I mean, I paid for this delivery. You know, I mean, I've already done my part.
No, it's here's the other one. You go to a food place and you order at the counter. You're not drive through. You walk in, you go, I'll have a cheeseburger, and there's a tip jar there.
Yeah, I see that.
What am I tipping you for? Handing it to me? They behind you, the kitchen people, hand it to you, and you put it on the counter. And go, that'll be $6.37, and I'm supposed to tip you for that? That one bothers me. That I don't participate in. Anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Anybody else from the Burke segment?
All right,
this is Dan Strauss. He is a, we don't know what he does here, but in his other life, he's a bass player with a band and a harmonica player and a good one, and former lots of other things. Dan, it's all yours.
You mentioned our...
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. You mentioned our Facebook page earlier, and you put a video up there.
Yeah.
I have another I have a video up there as well, and I think it would help most guys. It's the Manslator. It's a commercial about a translator for men, like what their wives and girlfriends are actually...
What they really mean.
Yeah, what they really mean and what they're saying. So
this is necessary.
I would encourage all guys to go to this and learn about the Manslator because it really does work. And then I found something else and put this on the Facebook page, that Breaking Wind, Passing Gas... is actually good for you.
I've heard that.
Oh yeah, and it helps you. It helps to keep you. Let's see. It's a British study, can help you live longer.
You're welcome.
The surprising twist to all of this too is smelling gas might prevent dementia.
Wait, hold on. Limey just said, you're welcome. Limey, he didn't mean that it causes people to live longer when you pass gas on them.
No, not you.
Like, you're doing us a favor. Yeah. It's you that live longer.
I think Limey was saying you're welcome because Dan said it was a British survey, and Limey was taking credit for, like, the survey.
Well, you're not there anymore. You're here, okay? You're on American soil now, so you don't get to take credit.
See,
for
Dan,
that
I just had to manslate for Limey.
Yeah, I know.
You
yeah,
I did.
Frank.
I know. Lime's late. Limeslation.
Limeslation.
Well, look, here's the reason we know that's true. Think about it. If you don't let it loose, you are, in a sense, imploding your own body.
Yeah.
Like when you see a building fall, it's imploded. You're imploding your body. You are having that eruption take place inside you. Whew, that can't be good.
But it would help with dementia as well and some other things. So you can read the article. It's a short article. On the Facebook page, read that.
I don't think that part's true, because if that were true, I'd have the memory of of an elephant. I don't. So I don't, that part's not true.
Is this from your wife? Is she listening?
No. If what you're saying is, if you pass gas, it helps with your memory. I should have a tremendous memory, because I
last few years, especially.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Of course.
One thing.
Okay. Tim Woodburn. I don't know. I just Tim Woodburn. Everyone, he's our newsman and private investigator. Tim, the floor is all yours.
Thank you very much, Frank, for that glorious introduction. I'm the only one that said thank you today, by the way, Frank.
I know. Wow. I keep notes. I keep a journal. Mm-hmm. I noticed. I got it's in there. It's in there.
You brought up. You started the show with an April Fool's joke. And it was a good one, because you kind of had me teetering on the edge of where is this going. And so you know you did a good job with that.
Thank you.
So tonight is the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Villanova and Michigan are playing tonight. And about one-fifth of all the people I'm friends with on Facebook are people that I met when I lived in Kentucky for 11 years. And 2 years ago, on April 1st, Kentucky made it to the Final Four, and the games were being played in Indianapolis. And I put a Facebook posting out there saying that I had won 4 tickets and an all-inclusive suite and 2 nights hotel accommodations. Two nights hotel accommodations, all-inclusive suite and floor seats and that I couldn't go. And could anybody use these tickets?
Man.
And I had my ex-girlfriend's sister jump out of her salon seat where she was getting her hair done and like was running outside. And then, of course, I didn't answer my phone. And my phone is getting blown up. I had my buddy that I used to do a radio show with stop his car on the side of the highway and actually turn around and was getting flight reservations.
Oh my goodness.
To see if he could get a flight. I actually had two buddies stop their cars in the middle of the highway and turn around and start driving toward an airport in the event that they could convince me to get them these tickets.
And none of these people noticed, oh, wait a second, it's April 1st?
No. No, none of them.
Wow, that's a good one.
None of them. Yeah.
That's a good one, except for the fact it's going to turn on you.
Well, I finally had to let them know it was an April Fool's joke when I realized that people were like calling their wives saying, I'm not coming home this weekend. Me and the boys, we're going up to the Final Four. Woodburn's getting me tickets. I'm texting them. And I was worried I was going to start wrecking marriages and having babies growing up without their parents together and stuff like that. So I finally.
Most of these people will not find this funny. They'll hate you.
Well, They didn't find it funny initially, but they all did come around and eventually laugh about it and said that I got them. And then swore revenge on me, so now I walk the earth not knowing if I'm ever going to be offed because of what I did a couple years ago. But that was the best April Fool's joke I ever pulled on somebody. And I pulled it on about 40 people at the same time.
That is a good one.
It is a good one. So can we close the Berkshire?
Yes, sir.
Dan, were you going to tell the story about your lottery ticket?
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Years ago,
yes.
And I think most everybody saw these, they made these lottery tickets. They were fake.
Yeah.
And you give them to somebody, they scratch it off, and oh, my goodness, they won like 10 grand or 100 grand.
I gave my dad one.
Did you?
Yeah.
This is the worst idea. This is the worst idea ever, because there's no way. Maybe 1% of people would go, hey, that's a good one. That's funny. No, not good. Dan, go ahead, Dan. We don't have much time, but tell them who you gave it to and tell them the reaction.
Well, you know the white elephant gift, though? The white elephant gifts that you kind of pass around.
Yes.
I don't know whether some other families call them something else, but
they keep giving the same gift to each other.
Yeah,
right?
You draw a number, and then you have the option to stealing it. I had that lottery ticket on this package, and it kept going around and going around, and my sister-in-law ended up getting it. My former sister-in-law got this, and she scratched it off, and she
and it said she won how much?
$10,000. And she is
this is 20 years ago. That's a lot of money.
She is screaming and yelling, and she's like going crazy, and she's hugging everybody, and oh my God, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, and
were you there when she was doing this?
Yes. Oh yes.
And you just let it go.
Yep.
Let her go.
And there were other people there, and one person figured it out and looked at me and said, "Is this fake?" And I said, "Yes." And they went, "Oh no!" Oh, and boy, her husband, who's a cop, idiot. He read it, and he's like, "It says it's going to take 90% of they're just all excited, 90% of taxes." And he's like, "I guess so. Wow, look at that!" And everybody's screaming, "It's a winner! And then. I said, read the back of it and see what happens, how you have to collect the money. And it's like, you have to go down to yo mama's house and get it. And, man.
Odds of winning 0 in 10,000.
Oh,
she was not happy.
Oh, no. No. She was
not
happy.
I don't blame her.
I got assaulted the one time I did that.
Oh, man.
It was just last summer at a family reunion at Quiver River State Park, and my intoxicated 30-something-year-old female cousin, I gave her a fake $5,000 lottery. I gave everybody, so I bought real $1 lottery tickets for everybody and gave them with their ice cream bars because I was buying dessert that night, and I gave her the fake one.
Oh, no.
And she was intoxicated, and she started taking selfies with the thing and putting it on Snapchat and Facebook. And then the best part was when she comes up to me and she goes, "Well, I guess you're going to want a piece of this since you're the one that bought the ticket, huh?" And I'm like, I think that's fair. She goes, "Well, how much do you want?" I said, it was a $5,000 winner. And I said, I think $2,500 is fair. $2,500? I was thinking like $100 or $50 or something.
Already fighting over money that doesn't exist.
She started getting greedy with me, and her husband realized that I was messing with her. This was at a camping outing. When she realized that ticket was fake, she picked up pieces of firewood and started throwing them at me. and I had to start running, and I'm not a fast runner. And I was assaulted for doing that to a family member.
Now, that surprises me, looking at you, that you're not a fast runner. That surprises me. I'm not either, by the way. I couldn't run a mile. If I had to run a mile, I'd just go ahead and kill myself, because it'd kill me anyway. I haven't run since I was 12. Now, not a good idea, and I'm glad they put an end to those things. There's no good outcome to that.
Oh, you can do a couple. You can buy them at Spencer's. In fact, Taylor on Tech here is already in the studio. The reason I bought those is because I was getting my iPhone fixed at the Apple store in West County Mall, and they sell them at the store right next to them.
Yeah, but there can't be that many people who have never, at this point, heard of this, and it's stupid enough to think, hey, here's a great new idea.
Right.
No, it's not. And the person you're going to give it to probably already knows this routine, so it's old news and done. I have a couple pieces of business we have to get taken care of, and then we'll have a lot of time to kick things around. Taylor Nickerson is here. He will be in next hour. After we talk with John Landoff, and I have an interesting piece of technomation, or whatever you want to call it, that has to do with something I read, an article I just read. It's actually very interesting about technology in hotel rooms, and we'll get to that after we do some business. Please check the Amenies website, amenies.com. There's a bunch of really good stuff there on sale. Because spring's coming and there's new stuff coming in, especially patio furniture, and they need to move some stuff out. It's not a gimmick. It's a real legitimate sale over real legitimate high quality stuff at Amenies. There's too much of it to go down the list, but I'm talking a lot of things in that store you can save money on. I want to thank Jan, I believe was her name. The folks at Amenies sent me a picture of her actually in the store. I guess it was with her husband. They have now changed the way they're going to live outside with this new patio furniture from Amenies, and they made a point to say, we are AM and the PM. So, Jan, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And to everybody who does that, we appreciate it. Patio furniture, that is still what they are famous for. And I think the reason they're going to do well selling furniture for other rooms in the house and accent pieces is because of the reputation they've established with their patio furniture. This is the patio furniture probably not for 20-year-olds, not for people setting up housekeeping who just got married and don't have any money. This is the patio furniture for people who've done well enough that they can afford it and deserve it and know that it's worth every single dollar because they're not going to be replacing it anytime soon. It's the best patio furniture made in the world. And then, of course, there's all the other stuff at Amenities. You're never going to really get it until you go in. Websites are fine, pictures are great, but there's nothing like walking into Amenities. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be fun. Even if you're not there to buy, take your time, look around. Tell them you're AM and the PM. They're in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. There is no store like this one. This is an example, one of those stores that I don't think will ever be really hurt much by online shopping, because going there is such an experience. It's kind of like if you go into Bass Pro or any of this new stuff Johnny Morris is doing down in Springfield. Yeah, you can go online and get fishing tackle or camping gear or any of that stuff, but boy, just the experience of walking in. It's kind of like that in Amenities. And if you've never been, please be my guest. Well, my guest. I don't own the place, but tell them you're AM and the PM. You want to look around, play some games, walk on some area rugs, sit on some patio furniture, whatever you want to do. You got a VIP pass because you're AM and the PM. AMINIS, the website, is easy. As easy as the name. Amenities.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Moderma. Accident westbound 44 on the ramp to Highway 100 Washington. Stall eastbound 64 ramp to McCausland. Eastbound 64 jams between 14th Street and the Poplar. Picking up volume westbound 44 at Shrewsbury. And an accident reported southbound 55 north of Illinois 143. Moderma's multi-purpose quick dry oil is preferred over bio oil because it absorbs faster. Moderma quick dry oil helps improve the look of skin, scars, and stretch marks with nourishing potassium. Visit Moderma.com to find out more. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Club Fitness has something for every body and every budget. Join by April 12th with just $1 to enroll.
$1? Is this some kind of April Fool's joke?
Nope. Plus, members get 24-hour access and free Kids Club.
Free? It's gotta be.
I'm serious. No funny business, just fun and fitness.
Guess I'd be an April Fool to miss that offer.
Join Club Fitness by April 12th and get $1 enrollment. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
Grab a phone call or two after I take a moment here to send you to the dentist. Unless you, you know, unless you're already going to Ballast Dental Care, then you can take a break. You can take this next minute or so and go make a sandwich or something, because I don't need to tell you about Ballast Dental Care. We're now in the month of April, and I'm pretty sure it was April 45 years ago. I don't know the exact date. Pretty sure it was April, and I made my first appointment, the first visit to Ballast Dental Care. So 45 years later, here I am, still a patient. It's interesting that you still call it like a patient, even though maybe you don't need anything done, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, what else would you call it? Customer doesn't quite do it. Okay, I'm a patient at Ballast Dental Care. And over the years, there's some things have changed. There have been some people who've come and gone. There are still some people there. Mary, hello Mary, if you're listening, who has been, if I remember, the same hygienist that has worked with me ever since I've been going there, like 45 years, which is incredible. That's probably not true. Maybe she's been there 30. But it seems like that I've seen her every year that I've gone in there. And she is representative of all the people who work there, meaning that chairside manner, that ability to make you feel comfortable, to not make you feel ashamed or guilty because you haven't been to the dentist for a while. They know why you haven't been to the dentist. They actually get it. They know that not every dental clinic operates the way they do, and there are reasons people are afraid to go. Bad experiences, painful shots, painful procedures, rude people, rude receptionist from the minute you walk in, rude on the phone. Not at this place. Not Ballast Dental Care. So here's the offer, same as it's always been. Make an appointment. I don't care if you were at the dentist 6 months ago somewhere else, or it's been a year or 20 years. Make an appointment for a checkup. My guess, you're not ever going to go anywhere else. I'm not kidding. Never going to dread an appointment again. Never going to be afraid again. Ballast Dental Care. Thank you to all the people over all these years who've gone there. Hundreds of you who are now patients at Ballast Dental Care. And every once in a while, if I'm in the waiting room, I meet some people. They go, hey, Frank Opinion, yeah, I'm here because of you. I've been coming here now. My goodness, what a great place. Join us. Be one of those people. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Let me grab a quick call here from Marv. Marv, who is the longest living listener to this show, probably. I'm not kidding. He, in the Guinness Book of World Records, there should be a little slot there. Person who has listened the longest of anybody, Marv. Marv, how you doing?
Right. I'm doing fine. AM and the PM as usual.
Of course. For years. Right. Forever.
32 years and counting.
All right, yeah. Let's keep it going. What can we do for you?
Have an announcement for all the carpheads out there in television land. Tonight at 8:30 on the old Channel 24, which is Larry Rice's old homeless channel,
right.
WKRP in Cincinnati is back on the air, starting with the pilot tonight, 8:30.
Wow. And if you need a reason to watch, here's one reason to watch. Lonnie Anderson.
Well, you know what? Everybody goes crazy over here. I always thought Bailey Quarters was sexier.
You know what? You're right. I'm with Marv on that one. I like that.
And I didn't watch the show. I never watched it. I know that Lonnie was on there and Howard Hessman was on there.
Yes.
Right.
But I never, oddly enough, in the business and never watched the show. So who is this girl?
Well, that's the other girl in the office. She's like a gopher. She does a little like a secretary type gopher.
Yeah.
But you check her out, and she's beautiful. She's got that long, flowing hair, and she's just as sweet and got a nice bod. And she's definitely the best.
Is this the show with Les Nessman
as
the newsman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The Silver Sow Award, right. Hey, one other thing. The girl that does the Byerly theme song.
Right.
She's got such a beautiful, for years of them, what a beautiful voice. Is she local, or does she do anything else?
That's Russ Patton on auto-tune. they took him into the studio and raised his register of his voice, and that's him singing. And he does sound great.
What was your question about her?
Who is that? Well, is she local or
I don't
whatever?
Know. I would imagine local. Simply, I don't know. There are jingle houses all around the country that will do a local. They'll take an existing melody and put different lyrics to it. So I don't know the answer to that. Why don't you just call and ask them? Call Byerly and ask them.
Yeah, you could.
Probably I'll tell you. But if you ever listen to it, she's got such a clear, beautiful sounding voice. I just thought, you know, with a voice like that, she ought to be doing more. But
it's a great voice.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing, and I promise I'll get up here. Hey, you use up batteries by the boatload. Did you ever think about getting a recharger? You can recharge. Prior to what other people say, you can recharge alkaline batteries on a good recharger. I've been doing it for years. I haven't bought batteries in a long time, but just kind of keep an eye on them. But you can do that. You don't have to throw them away. So I just thought I'd pass that along to you.
No, I know that. And the reason I buy batteries is simply this. When the time comes that I need a battery in something, I need it right now. And I know me well enough to know that I would not have any charged up ready to go. And I just, I want to just... Boom. And if you buy them right, you go to Amazon or something and get them shipped to your house. My goodness, they're like 30 cents a piece or something.
Yeah.
And the good ones last a long time.
Yeah, just don't go to Walgreens. You pay $1.50 a battery over there. Okay. Hey, thank you all, everybody.
Okay. Hi, Marv.
Carry on. See you. Bye. See you,
Marv. As always, we appreciate the loyalty, and he's right. Walgreens would be the last place for CVS to buy. That's battery emergency purchase. That's the only time you do that. You'll pay five times what you pay for those same batteries anywhere else. Real quick one with Cindy, and then we'll take a break. Cindy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that my dentist had retired, and I've heard about the Ballast Dental from you for so long. I made an appointment, and they were fabulous.
Thank you. See, everybody? If you don't believe me, believe Cindy.
Yep, they're right by my house. It was easy for me to get in. Julie, the lady that cleaned my teeth, she was fabulous. They have great updated equipment. Not that mine didn't, but I'll go back for sure.
And it's not about the equipment; it's about the people. It really is. Most dental clinics have.
She was really nice, and she told me all kinds of stuff that I should do and different things like that. I just loved it. It was a great experience.
Good for you. Thank you for the feedback. Thanks for calling with the feedback. It's usually by email, which is fine, but it's nice to have a phone call. Thank you, Cindy.
No problem. Have a great day.
Now, you see, you could hear in her voice that she was smiling. It's like a smile in her voice because she can smile because she knows now her teeth will be something that she wants to show off. Cindy, relatively new patient at Ballast Dental Care. All right, a quick bit of business here, and then we'll break. We'll talk to John Londoff, hopefully. And after that, we'll talk to Taylor Nickerson. Not hopefully, I know we will, because he's here. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, 15, 16 years ago. I don't remember who made the call. Probably Mark Reardon contacted me, and it might have been an email. I want to talk to you about coming on, and so I'm sure it went down something like this. I called and said, sure, what can I tell you? What do you need to know? And tell me about what it is you want to promote. And he said, financial advice. And my reaction, I guarantee you, was, ugh. That's a tough one. And I told him, I'm sure, you do know this is a very tough thing in, a minute or so on the air to talk people into doing is turning over hard-earned money and savings, following the advice of anybody. It's tough. And they said, yeah, it can be, but you can do it, and we want you to do it. And that was 15, 16 years ago. And it's gone very well, thanks to you. You meaning those of you who did contact them and said, hey, I have $25,000 or whatever the amount was, that or more. And with quite a few of you, it's been millions of dollars. I'd like to set up a meeting, and you did, and they met with you, and you liked what they had to say, and that's what I'm hoping will happen here, is if you have $25,000 or more and you don't mind advice, it's just advice. In a meeting, you're not going to sign anything. You don't have to do anything. It's just listen to these guys and see what you think about what they have to say about what you are doing with your money. If that money is $25,000 or more. And generally, at a level where they are,
in terms of years of experience and credibility and reputation, with most financial advisors like this, the minimum is much higher than $25,000. I'm still surprised they meet with people when they have $25,000, but they do, and they do it gladly. So it's a simple offer. If you have $25,000 or more, or if you are thinking of retiring or changing jobs, that's a big one too, and you have any kind of 401k type plan, you also might want to set up a meeting, because there's some do's and don'ts you need to know, or it can cost you. They're Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stifel, member SIPC and NYSE. And if you want to contact them and set up that meeting, all the info is on their website. And their website is one you'll hear again later when Dan gives it to you. MarkandJason.com. That's it. MarkandJason.com. Don't go away. We got a guy here.